Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, it's Deborah Bouffet, founder and owner of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. We're a Boston-based syndicated station with all the bells and whistles. You can listen to us in the cars, wherever you are in the world. You can listen online, ask Alexa to play Dream Vision 7. You can do all kinds of things. And we are also proud to be the media partner for the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Well, I'm really honored and excited to have our guest tonight. It's James Renfield, who everyone knows that he wrote the Celestial Prophecy back in the 90s. And I don't know if he realized that when he did write, that he would be touching practically every soul on earth, no matter where they were, and igniting their spiritual journey. And we're all spiritual, as we know. We just are here on earth to experience, as I believe, we to grow our souls and experience all kinds of things through emotions, ups, downs, and that's how we grow. And then the beauty of and the nectar of life and having reverence for a hummingbird, that's all the joy that we learn once we go along our journey. So without further ado, I'd love to talk with James. So welcome to the show. And and I should say, you probably have to pinch yourself, James, to think about how many years have passed, and you've the book Renewed is out, and it's still exciting.
Well, it really is. Yeah, and thank you for having me on. And you know, the whole thing has been quite a journey, and it's my pleasure. I watched as the Celestial Prophecy grew from a idea in my head to a kind of intuitive pull, and got it out there, and people started to pass it along. And for those of you who don't know exactly what the book is, it's a novel. It's a journey, an adventure that the reader goes on. It's written that way. And it's an exploration of spirituality and the key experiences of spirituality. So there, I believe right now the planet it's a new time in the world, and what's happening is that we're figuring out how to step into alignment with the true design of the universe, and we're tuning into what I believe are 12 key understandings of how the spiritual world really works out there. That couldn't be more exciting. I mean, the humanity is, in my view, is right now pulling together all this information that's allowing a surge in consciousness happening worldwide, despite, this shutdown that we find ourselves in, to whatever degree it is. It's almost like a reset, and I really see it as a time to deal with all the emotions that are coming up about this, and then go find the centered spiritual place where we can really step into the spiritual world, the spiritual journey, and we understand that more now than ever before.
Exactly. I mean, when you think about it, we've been hundreds of years, we've exploited the planet for ourselves with greed and power and control. And we really had to do all the advances that we needed to do with technology and such. But now we're at a place, a crossroads, and I really feel this you know, with the COVID-19 going on, it's really the nature speaking up and trying to show the human race that it's now time to honor nature. It's time to work with nature instead of destroying it. There's going to be such a duality when you think about it, because many more people are going to be awakening to their, you know, to their higher purpose, and yet we still have corruption and all this that's going on in the political world and beyond, corporations and all. So how do you see it? Do you think that do you think some of these corporations will wake up? Do you think the political environment will start becoming a more compassionate group of people? How do you see this big, huge change?
Well, it's, you know, the way I look at it is that, you know, you have the side, the dark side that you just talked about, you know, the world of greed and control and fear, really, that makes these groups that hope to control the world to, you know, to do that, because if they can't, you know, they out of this fear and the only thing they think about is security and money and control of others. And it's, you know, that's the duality in this dimension. You know, people go the way of control and domination of other people, or people go the way of light and inspiration and a urge of mission to do something that helps the world, helps other people, have a natural evolution. And the controllers really don't want a natural evolution. They want a clamped down kind of control and obedient masses, because it makes them feel good, because that power comes up to them and fills them up. And, you know, it's just biblical, really, if you want to know the truth about it. But it's also simple, which means that the light side is where we want to be. And we now know, I believe, and we can talk about this, I think we know the karmic design of this world. You want to have a happy life. You want miracles to happen in your lives. We understand, I believe, right now, how to stay in the light and become givers. And that's the magic posture in order to turn on the miracle aspect of the world. It's not that we won't have challenges, but we have a way to sustain and see silver linings in these challenges. And no matter where this pandemic came from, and there's a lot of evidence that it did not happen naturally, the solution is the same. We have to find our spiritual center in all this, and then trust synchronicity and our intuitive intelligence to guide us. We've lost a job, we've lost a business, then, you know, it feels like start over time for so many people, and that's so depressing. You know, essentially, we had to shut down the economy of the whole world. And, you know, that has, you know, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people have been devastated from that. And what we have to, you know, but no matter what all the power plays are in this, the key thing is that it has a spiritual solution. And I believe, you know, it's going to create a whole new conversation about, you know, the way to manifest in your life, the way to take the journey, the way to let yourself be guided forward toward something that we want to do. And, you know, that's the call for, and that's the way to find a silver lining in all that's happening.
Yes, I agree. So let's talk about the human race for a minute. One of the insights you talk about, the human control dramas, manipulating energy from each other. And that's one of the key things I think that we really need to hone in and cultivate the opposite, realizing what we're doing. I think that's one of the huge pieces of coming to a place where we're actually feeding each other energy, and you can actually see the energy, which is fun and exciting. Can you talk about that for a little bit?
Absolutely. And yeah, I think one of the key discoveries about the spiritual side of life, spiritual world we can step into, is that it works on energy. And the key energy, of course, is love. It's funny. I know you talk about love a lot, and so do I. And I have to argue with people, even people that are into, self-development and making the best life you can make. I start talking about love, and they say, well, you know, that's soft, and that's, it's too much like religion, and you shouldn't be talking about love. And they really just don't get it, because the love is our master emotion. It's what sustains us when the fear comes up in a time like this, for instance, or anger, or all the lower emotions that we find ourselves reacting with in the world. And the only way to heal those emotions, you can talk about them with your therapist all day. The only way to heal those emotions is to have a master emotion that becomes your key emotion that centers you in the world, and that's love. It's not a love with an object. It's agape love. It's love of a state of love. And what happens is that when we meditate for that, we get it. We find it. It's the opening, and it's the key aspect of higher consciousness. And that love, it comes in us with an energy. It feels like inspiration energy, this kind of gusto for life. That's what it creates. And if we get knocked back into a lower emotion, what we can do is just like in meditation, you just let that emotion go and you focus on love. And as you brought up, though, it's making sure that this is a love-based energy that you have. But if you make it a point, make it a habit to give that energy, to intend to give another person, anybody you talk to, anybody that you're dealing with in business, if you're a giver, what happens is you find that you have that intention to give energy to someone, to uplift them. And what happens is that we fill up first, right? We fill up, this heart opening happens, we fill up, and it pours out on people, and it fills us up first, and just flows out, and that's the key way. And if you make the measure, how much love am I feeling? Make that the measure. Then what happens is it sustains you in times like this when other emotions come up, because you can let them go and come back. But the key thing is the intention to give, and we take that a little bit further. And we can not just give energy, but it's almost like we share consciousness of this love. And if we're at the same time we're giving energy, we just set the intention. If we look for a kind of higher wisdom or genius or, this higher inspiration energy and the look that gives a person in their face, we look at that. Sometimes people pop into it just because we're giving it away. So it's contagious. And of course, that's the key aspect of evolving humanity to higher consciousness. We have to understand that we have to hold it first if we expect it to occur and to develop and evolve in the world. We have to be givers. And I think that's, again, what the karmic design of this world is. You want to be lucky. You want to be creative with your creations to prosper. It's about being a giver, not a taker. And we can, and if you want to get now, we set the table. If you want to get into control dramas, we can do that.
Well, we could. There's so much to talk about. And just a little note, if you can back off from your phone, from your mouth being close to the receiver, I think that will help with that crackling that we're hearing.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
That is. Maybe turn up the volume a little bit, but stay away from it. Yeah, it'd be much clearer. So thank you. Well, what you're saying is so correct, and it resonates with me, and I'm trusting that it resonates with everyone that hears the show and even hears you another day on a different show. The main thing, which is fascinating, is how we pull that energy from different people, a lot of times not realizing it. So it's being cognizant of, you know, when we kind of the ego gets in there and we start to feel a little more powerful, when in fact that isn't correct. That isn't the way to live in harmony. It's to give the energy to someone else, and then they feel elevated, and then you can have a real conversation from based in truth. And you talk about even later in the ninth, I think it's at the end, the ninth insight, that there'll come a time with your giving, there'll come a time when we live from that place where we won't exchange money in the sense for a job that we're doing, but we will receive monies for the gift of a thought to the next person. And then, you know, when you know, James, that happens all the time. It's not a coincidence. We come across someone, and they have a message, and then we have a message for them. And if we're conscious of what's happening, and we're in that stream of energy, which we are, but conscious of it, then we can hear and listen to that message and return to them a message. And from your book, it has such value that one day we'll be paid for that. Talk about that for a few minutes, because that's really exciting, I believe.
Well, it's a place where the world is designed to be that miracle world. As we evolve, we'll get there. The key thing is to make sure we're staying in a connected, spiritually connected consciousness, and so we have this energy to give. What's wrong with the world now, what we're trying to overcome, and I believe we are, is that it's, you know, what happens is all these little power struggles among people in families and in workplaces, where everybody wants to dominate in a particular way. And what happens is, if you feel someone is dominating you, it feels like you're being lowered in your energy, and they, of course, if they're dominating you, they feel elevated in energy. It's almost like a competition for the energy connection. Now, sure, the solution to that, and there's four ways in the book that I talk about people do this energy fight, you know, this fight for energy between ourselves. But the key is how to stop it. You know, right. If you're full of energy and if you're full of energy already, you don't need any energy from anybody else, right? You're not trying to take it. You can just like laugh at that power struggle, and just can keep giving energy to the other person's higher consciousness. And what happens is that way they get energy. I mean, if someone's trying to take your energy, just give it to them. Feel the flow from your highest connection, high spiritual connection, and let it flow into them. We don't have to fight over prideful things. We don't have to ever feel lowered by another person, because we have a spiritual energy connection. So there's no reason ever to try to defend yourself. And that's the point of awakening, where humanity is now. We have to move into this place where we feel our security comes from our spiritual connection. We have plenty of energy. We're giving that away. And we can tell the truth that comes to us to help the person we're talking to. And so if you feel dominated, you can just mention that you feel dominated. I mean, it's not a power trip. You're not trying to get energy from them. You're just telling people how you feel. And the thing is to never argue about it. You know, you just are there and you're connected. If it gets too, uncomfortable, you just break the connection and still give love. This is the solution. And people argue with me about how, well, that's never going to be impossible for humans to do, but that's not true. The mystics of every religion talk about this peace and energy and connection that surpasses all understanding. And if we meditate, prayerfully meditate, intend to move into this spiritual connection, it's there for us. Ask and you shall be shown. So, see what's happening in the world right now. It's never been easier to do this. Excuse me, because what's going on is that there are more people meditating and praying in the world today than ever before. There's never been this kind of understanding of the benefits you get from prayerful meditation. You know, if you're seeking a loving connection with the divine, what happens is that you get it. And it doesn't have to be wrapped in in the tenets of any particular religion. It doesn't, because it's an experience that all the greatest scriptures talk about that is available to us. And as long as it's love oriented, that's the key. So it's a time right now where we've got three generations that are asking the larger questions. We have millennials out there, they're in mass reaching 38 to 40. 40's coming at them. That's the time in life that every generation asks, is this all there is? Isn't there some more fulfillment I can find? Their souls are asking these questions. And and that's happening to millennials right now. And baby boomers, of course, baby boomers starting to retire. They have, more time, especially now. And what we're asking is, how do I leave a legacy? We don't want to play so much. We want to give and help this world, for future generations. So we're asking the higher questions. And then you've got the older children of millennials who are facing college. They're finishing up high school. College is rushing at them. They're asking these large questions, how do I become happy? How do I get educated without costing a fortune? How do I find my place in the world? And how can, am I going to be able to, handle it on my own? All these large questions are happening at this particular time that I would say the dark side are also struggling with a loss of control. So there you'll see more and more attempts to control society, to control human beings. But it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. We're past that.
Right. And I agree with you. We're past that. And so we're up on a break. And everyone, stay with us. We'll be back more with James Redfield, and the Celestine Prophecy.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Beauvais and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
After narrowly surviving the attack on Sandy Hook Elementary, first grade teacher Caitlin Royd DeBellis was left searching for answers that would never come. Eventually, she chose to focus on questions that could be answered. How do I make sure this tragedy doesn't define us? How do we get our control back? Those two questions led her to found the 501c3 nonprofit organization, Classes for Classes. When gifts poured into their classroom, she decided they would help someone else by paying it forward and being kind. This developed into a social network which allows K-8 classrooms to connect so that every student in the United States can learn these crucial lessons. Classes for Classes' mission is to build students' social-emotional intelligence by connecting them to care. All C4C projects are crowdfunded. Any teacher in the U.S. can visit classesforclasses.org. That's classes, the number 4, classes.org. Sign up today.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we are back. You can listen to the Love by Intuition show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, and most Tuesdays at 6 p.m. is when we are live, and you can call in. And anyone that would like to call in, have a question for James, or just in gratitude for him writing this book and his others, our number here is 833-220-1200. Bob is in the house, and we'll answer your call. The number 833-220-1200. Now, James actually has a master's in counseling. The book plus the 10th insight was on the New York Times bestseller list, number one for the Celestial Prophecy, for more than 3 years. And when you think about that, that is just incredible. He's also received so many awards and for the book and for his work that he has done. So check out and learn more about him and the book. You can also go on the CelestineProphecyTour.com. James is embarking on the tour. And check it out and see if it's coming to a city near you. Again, the CelestineProphecyTour.com. So now, James, getting back to what we were talking about and the piece with the millennials, you talk about the end of the, I'm stuck on the end of the book about how the millennials and their kids will be the ones that will take this a step further. And so they're already on the earth. So I believe that, you know, it won't be another decade, another 100 years before we actually feel the vibration of love and all, and people will start tuning into their gifts and turn those around to give to the people, to give to the earth. And more people are asking about that anyway and finding what their gifts are. Would you agree with that?
Without a doubt. You know, we have an urge. You know, we come here from the afterlife with a vision of what we can accomplish, what our role can be to help evolve the world. So that's there, you know. We find a way to make a living, and then we just allow, you know, this synchronicity, this mysterious flow of coincidences to open up opportunities for us. And mm-hmm. You know, it's a very mystical process, and it's something that we are learning to actually master. And I think mm-hmm. millennials will, you know, I think their kind of group mission is to recreate values in the world. In other words, create these new spiritual values, making a connection, finding that way of meditation and intention and prayer that works for them, and to share it with each other. So that
standing up for what they believe. Like, look, when you think about with all the gun violence, all the kids, the high school kids, and I mean, all that they have done to raise awareness and try to change those types of laws. And a lot of the younger ones are very ingenious. They are creating products and things that we actually need. And that's the shift that we need to do too, right, James? I mean, from the industrial era to another era where we're finding new ways to get our energies, new ways to supply the food, you know, going back to the local farmers instead of these manufacturing, all that happens with pesticides and glyphosate, and all of that needs to fall by the wayside.
And I think it is. They're pretty clear about the clean food is a new value. And, it's hard because the big corporate food, fights everything.
And they've got the money.
All these GMOs and they falsify research. And, they do all that. But, you see these kids going back to local farming. There's lots around me who are, doing homesteads again. And, that's a new value in the world. And that's what they want. They want to take all the abstract thought and that baby boomers have discovered and bring it back home to create new values that as a culture, as a society, we can adopt. And so that's that's a natural process. And I'm not worried about millennials. They're gonna show up. I think it's the manipulation politically that's happening that worries me most, because if you're not free to create, if you're not able to reform institutions because of the manipulation politically, then you run up against a lot of corruption. But I think, again, if we're powerful enough spiritually and we're giving energy and we're touching people and it becomes contagious, that's what's important, is to stay on the light side and giving. I can't stress that more, because if you're a giver, then you're opening, you open up your intuitive intelligence, and you're talking to someone and it comes to you to share something in your own life, the way you solved a problem or something. And, we're learning to just blurt that out. And what we hear is someone say, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear exactly that. So it's a spiritual coordination of growth.
Right, and it's not so much about tithing either. It's about just giving, whenever you can. And not so much, it doesn't have to be a tangible item. It's what you're saying is the gift of knowledge to share what someone knows, an idea that another person has been waiting to hear.
That's right.
So that's the kind of giving. And if you're conscious of that, every time you have a conversation, then you can, when you give, you always receive back, which is a beautiful thing. One of the things, going back to the energy, I want to say thank you so much, because it reignited me in the sense of when in the journey, or in the adventure in the book, when you deplete your energy because you're in fear for the moment, or something's happening where maybe you're not feeling good, and so your energy goes down, to literally go and either remember a time where you felt that overwhelming reverence for the earth or for a flower or whatever. And I've done that with reading. I've gone outside and the flowers are out beautifully, even, you know, in Massachusetts here, we're just starting to see some color, and just focus not only on the flower to see the energy, but I think what's really important that you shared is that you're giving the flower energy, and then in return, the flower gives you energy, and you feel nature, you feel God's source, all that is. And that's how you fill yourself up. So it excited me because at any given time, you can go outside, especially this time of year, and reignite that by sharing with the flower. So I wanted to thank you for that because, you know, and then you can remember, you know, I've had an experience with a hummingbird that was so profound, I thought that if I had to cross over at that time, I would. And so I remember that feeling, and then that in turn fills me up with that energy. So if everyone could do that, because that energy is love, we are love, then we're actually doing exactly what you're speaking of. So I thank you for that.
Well, you know, I really felt that, and people respond to it because we're all tuning in at the same time. We're all having this great revelation about life. You know, we really can live in a sacred world. And if we're givers, we draw more givers and synchronicities into our life. It can be a magical flow. Our greatest dreams can come true. And, you know, people want to argue with me about that. We, as a human race, we're just now starting to live in harmony with this spiritual world, and you know, in the design that makes our dreams come true very rapidly. So, you know, it's again, it's a time of new consciousness in the world, and asking the larger questions, and you get the larger answers. And so, it's just something that I would like people to just embrace, because the more you give, the more you embrace this energy, the more it goes out into the world and uplifts everybody. And that's where fear can go away, where people who need power and you know, greed and all that goes with that, you know, they can let it go because they're going to be touched by this collective consciousness that we're creating. And so it's to do it, to remember to go out and do it, help someone, get into that sacred consciousness in the world. And we're in a time where there's a lot of fear. But the solution is to remember, hey, we can now do it together, and we can build it, because there's been a reset. And I think if we all go out, and everybody's going to be unlocked here soon, not going to take that long, and when that happens, everybody's going to get more and more creative and begin to do what they really want to do with their lives, and then we're on our way.
Right, and I think that's, you know, it's already happening. I'm hearing from different people that are usually in a building Monday through Friday in these larger corporations or even businesses, and they've been working at home 2 days a week, and now the those that are making the decisions there, the owners, are deciding with some to keep this kind of schedule so that people can be at home. And I think that's the most beautiful thing, because even if you're working a little extra while you're home, you're still able to go outside. You're still able to be aware of what you're eating, drinking clear water, and being with that. You know, you can tune in to the to what we all yearn for, is that love and the joy and feeling great, because you're home in that environment instead of in a cement building, maybe not even with windows. So, so we're up on another break. James, everyone, stay with us. We have more with James, and we're going to ask about what he's up to on this Celestine Prophecy Tour. Back in a moment.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bovee on the Love by Intuition Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. Eastern. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, and to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Come join us and step into this glorious vibration called love.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Delight your kids with an enchanting journey by reading the Paper Doll Kids children's book by Deborah Bovee and Janine Sullivan. There's even a catchy tune, Kids for Love Song, produced by Bob Sherwood and sung by kids just like yours. The story weaves around seven paper dolls flying around the world doing good deeds as they bring important attention to our endangered animal friends. There's even a magical ring with a universal message. Kids become interested in service projects, action through compassion, and planting seeds that nurture positive change. The Paper Doll Kids and Kids for Love Song are a production of the Kids for Love Project. Get the book now on Amazon Kindle and the song on CD Baby or iTunes.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Join us in May and we'll waive the daily fees. Located in Rhinebeck, in New York's beautiful Hudson Valley, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. That's 877-944-2002.
It's a child's job to play, to learn, and to have fun. It's an adult's job to keep them safe. Did you know that 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys will be sexually abused before the age of 18? Every day, families enter the Children's Advocacy Center because a child's courage to tell someone what happened to them. Keeping our children safe starts with a conversation. This is Michelle Aranger, Executive Director of the Children's Advocacy Center. Learn more on how to keep your child safe. Visit cacofbc.org. This message made possible by the Fall River Rotary Club.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back. Now, there are 12 insights from James. Celestial Series. And I wanted to ask, it sounds like even at the end of the 12th, the sensation of God's presence inside us all, do you feel as though you're done with the series, or do you feel as though more will come to you and there'll be another book?
Yeah, well, I'm working on another book that'll be out next year. It'll be another adventure story.
Good.
But I think there are 12 insights, and that's what I have through the 4 novels currently. There are 12 understandings, new understandings of how the spiritual world really works, and what we have to understand to move into the alignment with the design. And humanity is just beginning to make this understanding. As you said, we've taken 400 or 500 years to sort of lay out, a kind of materialistic science. But the science that's coming in now is about the spiritual nature of the universe. I've been following it for years. It's 100 years long. It's called the Human Potential Movement. And all the pioneers and the scientists and explorers and mystics and religious adepts, you know, they've all debated all these aspects of what really is important to do in the world and the attitude we have to have and the reactions that we have to have in order to open up this this miracle universe that we're in. And, you know, it's out there. I believe that what's left, you know, there are 12 principles that we can live by that have been pointed to, and we can prove to ourselves that these understandings work. But we're really sort of learning to live it. And so the new book is about learning to live it, you know, all that, how to change your reaction patterns, how to heal your emotions, how to tune in to a peace that surpasses all understanding, how to open up your intuitive intelligence, which is a guidance that you can hear every morning in terms of how to deal with the issues of your life. And if we follow that guidance, what happens is we put ourselves in the place for a mysterious coincidence to occur that will solve our problems, open up our missions, and allow us to have the courage to be bold in this world in order to tell our truth and to help people when we're called to help them. And if everybody was doing that, it's all coordinated. We could solve every problem in the world very quickly. We could enchant all these many, many power-seeking, you know, corporate types that really do want to control everybody else. And we can show them that there's another way in the world. The world is designed for a different kind of evolution of humanity, and it can start to move very quickly.
Right. And imagine that, too. We would be allowing nature and the universe to guide us on a day-to-day basis instead of trying to control. We're such a species that wants to control whether it is our household or someone in the household or someone at work or, you know, trying to control nature instead of tapping into the universal knowledge and wisdom that we can apply to our everyday life. It's really, and it's cultivating that, because we can forget it. We can go back to our usual self if we allow it, but then we can snap out of it and say, okay, I'm listening today. You know, what is your message? What is going to happen today? And just and that helps you stay in the present moment too. You're not worrying about what's going to happen next week, 5 days from now. I'm just in such gratitude for you and your message, and to really get this out. And at the same time, all that you're doing. So tell us about the tour, and what does that really mean, and what are you up to, other than, not that you need anything else between your new book, but we have to have you back, James. We have to have you back.
Well, there's a lot to talk about. You know, what we're doing is two things. Obviously, the tour has been postponed, but we're just pushing dates out there.
So that's a physical.
Well, that's part of the shutdown here, but what we're doing is creating an internet community. I've always wanted to do that. So while this is going on, we're creating an internet a community on selfingvision.com. That's my website. If you want to get our updates on it, you know, visit the site and register there, and we'll send you updates on what we're doing. But you know, we're trying to create
selfingvision.com.
Yeah, so we're setting up a learning community where these are the kind of things we talk about. You know, how do you tune in to the to these and make a connection that actually inspires your life? You know, and all that goes with that. There'll be a lot of chatting and talking, and I'll be doing all my events inside the community for a while. So that's and you know, this is very, very important in my view right now to really talk about this, step into this spiritual life. It's there. We're designed for it. And, you know, people like you are out there cheering us on. And yeah, I want to thank you for your work because you're really getting the word out.
Thank you. And really, James, what you're leaving is your legacy of your spiritual work to wake up people's minds to a different way. Not so much, you know, because there's millions of people now living what we're speaking, but we need to get to a point where it's the majority. And I think once they start the process, noticing the synchronicities and figuring out what their mission is in life, and then once you're on the path, you're not going to stop. Just like in the book, you know, you just keep going. You want to know more.
You possibly have. You know?
Yes,
that's what we're designed for, and what we get is a lot of inspiration, energy. And that's the best.
Yes. So we've come to the end of the show. So I want to ask you, what do you want to leave the listeners with?
You know, I would just ask that they take a look at the books and try to get in touch with and get familiar with these 12 ways to step into this this miracle universe that is out there, but also to continue to live it. And we started off this conversation with the importance of giving, and especially giving energy, giving love-based energy to people. And that's not just an idea. That's a provable, uplifting force that uplifts us first and flows out to other people. And we look for the kind of inspiration on the other person's face as we talk. And it's a building up of energy between people. And then that's contagious to everybody around us, whether we have a conversation with them or not. This is about, stepping into the energy of this divine world. And it's something that, as long as you remember to give it first, you know, don't wait for other people to give you energy or be nice to you, or, you know, go ahead and fill up, because it makes you bold. It makes you courageous. You know, you can start up conversations with, everywhere. And that's what it'll take. We have to communicate and share this energy. And again, it's contagious. And that will help enlighten the world faster than anything else. And also give us the joy of inspiration ourselves.
Mm. And there's much beautifully said, and there's much work to be done. There's plenty of work to be done for anyone that wants to get involved with this kind of work. I mean, and look, we need different energy, solar energy. There's so many different things that can be implemented. And it's very rewarding at the same time. So I think that's the challenge we want to leave with the listeners, is to give, when be cognizant of your conversation and intend, use your intention to give to that person, to listen, first of all, right, James? Because sometimes we're so intent on what we need to share that we're not listening to what they want to share.
And that's right. That's right. It has to be both ways. And, you have to give as much as you take and allow other people to voice what they believe. And out of that, though, comes a kind of building of trust and energy. And that's the name of this game, you know.
And then little nuggets come. You know, little nuggets of wisdom, and someone might just say a word, and you had been thinking about that term for some reason and how it ties into whatever you're doing in your life. And so it's almost like a validation. Okay, yes, I heard that term, that word, and so, yes, I'm going to go in this direction. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's right.
I love all
it's
that.
It's all there. Yeah, it's all there. We had just have to step into it with a kind of faithfulness, look for energy and share it. And, that gets you started. And then the way it works is you have success. And if you follow your intuitive guidance, you will have amazing, mysterious synchronicities, coincidences that give you opportunities to implement your mission or to take your journey further down the road.
Right. And that's it, too, in a nutshell, where you mentioned follow your intuition. And then I think asking questions instead of mulling it over, just ask the universe, you know, what is the answer for this? So why am I feeling this way? And then just listen, and it's amazing. I mean, it's magical. If we allow it all to happen, it's magical.
That's right.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and we're going to have all your books up on Books We Adore pages, and we're going to have you back. When is the new book going to be ready? Do you have an idea?
Probably mid of 21. You know, mid year. I don't have a finite date. It's really okay. When I finish it. If you know what
All
I mean.
Right. Yes. Oh, so that's where that's the stage you're at right at the moment.
That's right,
James.
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you so much. And everyone, share the show, share James his Redfield's book, The Celestine Prophecy. Go on his website, celestinevision.com, and go on the celestineprophecytour.com to be part of his community. Until the next time, go within, find out what your thoughts are. If they're not serving you or the universe, let them go and replace them with other magical, benevolent thoughts. So with that said, until we meet again, au revoir.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Bouffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723, or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.